Good morning. You're listening to WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. It's time for our Prayer Time program. My name is Kenneth Hill. Thank you for joining me. Thank you very much. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica, or Thessalonica, depending on how you wish to pronounce it, and he said this in 1 Thessalonians 3:12, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you." Paul said, "I'm abounding in my love toward you at Thessalonica, and I want you to abound in love one toward another and toward everyone, even as I'm doing." Now, abounding love was very important for the early church and even for today. Abounding love means out of bounds love, meaning beyond our normal constraints. Now, normally in human society, you'll see people within your family that you love, and there may be a close friend that you love, and that's about it. But abounding love is far greater, and it goes far further. It was very important for the early church. It's important for today's church. We know there are problems and divisions in churches because of the lack of real biblical abounding love. That is, love one toward another. Now, compromise is not the answer. The thing that we've got to do is not to compromise, but to come together and agree on the basic fundamentals of the Bible. God's word is infallible. I got a nasty email from someone who was passing through the region, and they had tuned us in at 91.5 and had listened to, I would think it was Wretched Radio, and Wretched Radio was talking about marriage being between one man and one woman. And this person was of a different mindset and wanted us to know how ignorant we were and how stupid we were because we said, the Bible said, that marriage was between one man and one woman. Well, it wasn't me personally. It was some program that we had on. I think it was Wretched Radio. But anyway, here they are castigating us and talking about our inability to understand anything, have knowledge or wisdom, because we did not agree with their selfish, hedonistic, and sinful ideas that were contrary to God's word. Well, we don't coddle that, nor should we. We don't try to agree with everyone simply to get along. We need to agree with everyone on the basics of the truth of God's word. Now, God is for addition and multiplication when we talk about mathematics, and the devil is for subtraction and division. Now we know that this abounding love will bring us into addition and multiplication in the church. The early church was together. In Acts 2:44 through 47, it says in part, "Now all who believed were together, continuing daily with one accord, praising God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." So the Holy Spirit brought in the new believers, and brought them together with the old believers in one accord. And as others saw their love, they were attracted to the growing group. Paul considered love indispensable for growth in the knowledge of God. God's love can only be experienced when Christians are knit together in love for the sake of Christ and live for others, not only for themselves. The blessed old hymn of the church says it this way. It says, "The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the farthest star and reaches to the lowest hell." So if you've witnessed salvation through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross, you have witnessed the abounding love of God. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us with an abundant love, an abounding love. And we thank you for Jesus Christ, the manifestation of that love. And we thank you for his sacrifice on the cross, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. We thank you for his ascension and his soon coming again to take us unto himself. We love you, Lord. We want to serve you, and we want to do that in a way that is just absolutely amazing. And so we look to you for you to use us as you see fit in your service. Now, Father, we do pray that you would meet the needs of these dear folks who are praying with us now. We ask that you would touch the heart of that one that sent such a nasty email to us. And we ask, Lord, that you would save them, that they would come to saving faith in Jesus Christ. We don't know their situation. We don't know their hurts or their problems. You do, and we ask that you would meet their needs and save their soul. Now, Father, we ask for your blessing this day as we serve you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.